said, hey, how do you know it? Who knows? By osmosis from your mother when she was pregnant. But there's so many complex ideas that they take for granted when they just make a reference to it. So I thought I would pick up B'derech HaKdoma, these kind of basic halachic dictionary. Well, first, you know that Basacholom is what we're starting with, is unique. It's unique in that it is the only foods that are perfectly kosher, and because when add mixture, they become treif. You don't have that anyplace else. A food is either kosher or not kosher. A basar is kosher, cholov is kosher, basar b'cholov is kosher, kosher. Right? No. Basar b'cholov now becomes what? Also b'hano. Right? Also b'bishul. Also b'achila. Three separate isurim. Of course, it's mentioned three times in the Torah, right? Even though the Torah refers to losa bashel, right? But since it's mentioned three times, therefore we say one for achila, one for bishul, one for no. Again, you have to orient your thinking. Here's the way I do it. Always tie it in with something in your own experience, yachol ha'maisa. If you have a pet, or in the laboratory we have to feed mice, I have to look on the package of the feed that we buy. Does it contain meat and milk together? If it's meat and milk together, it was cooked together, it's also banor. You can't give it to the mouse to eat. You can't throw it out for a wild dog to eat. Also, even for Keller Shana Shalom, he said, no, why? Why not? I said, no, I know from that. Because it's classified among the Nikborim, not among the Nischofim. Nikborim, those that have to be buried, is Afron also. Even if you burn it, you can't use the ashes. That's a Rambam Shita, but that's how we pass. If it's been an Nischofim, like Avodah Zorah, if you burnt it, then Afron is mutter. Right? Well, actually, not all Avodah Zorah. But almost all of the Yisurim is in the Schofim. Once it's a Nase Bisoso, look, Kodesh, once you burn it, right, the Eifel is mutter because it is Nase Bisoso, there's no longer any Kedusha to it. What's also Bosa B'cholov? Bosa Behema Tahova. So if you look on the pet food or the animal food package and it says horse meat, this is what they use horse meat for, right? No concern. There's no Bosa B'cholov on horse meat. Bosa B'cholov applies only to Behema Tahova. It doesn't even apply to a chicken. It doesn't even apply to a deer, only to a behemoth, not to a chaya, not to an oaf. With the Rabbanan, they asked those two. What's the chilek? Boso behemoth, tohoa, the cholov is also bahanor. Boso oaf, the cholov, is also bahachila. But not also bano. So you could be in, you can go, you buy pet food, there is, where it says that the protein is provided by chicken and kishkis, whatever you put in there, right? And they call it chicken, but it's usually the entrails and the chazarai from the chickens that are thrown out, right? No problem using it. It's all mutabano. Only also b'achila. Here there's a famous tshuva, this is how you remember this halacha. Famous Chassam Sofer tshuva, beautiful tshuva. I'll give you the source, you should look up the tshuva, it's not a long tshuva. It's Yodeya Tzadik Dalet. Chassam Sofer Shut Yodeya Tzadik Dalet. Chassam Sofer had a Talmud who took a job in a neighboring kehillah as a Talmud that Chassam Sofer thought very highly of. The main business of that town was to sell clarified butter to chefs, largely to France. Anyone know what that is? Okay. Their butter isn't fatty enough for a Frenchman. So what they do with butter is like 60% fat. So what do you do with the butter? You go ahead and you put it on a slow flame, let it cook many hours. What happens then is the water from the butter that's occluded separates, and the protein that's in the butter from the milk coagulates. Then you filter it. Now you have pure butter fat, so-called clarified butter, that knows its direction right into the right coronary artery. This was the main business of that town. They had cows, they milked the cows, they got the butter, and sold off this butter. This Rav comes to the town. The first night or second night, a woman comes tearing in. Terrible problem. She had a big pot cooking clarified butter. A chicken flew in the window and plopped into the butter. Major loss. I'm talking about hundreds of dollars worth. Then, well, Paskin, Basa B'chola was also Vano. Even though you sell it off to Goyim, you can't. Following morning, the Kehillah leaders came to him and said, go look for another town. We don't want an Amoretz for a Rov. It was a chicken. A chicken is Bosarov. Bosarov is also Bachima, not also Bano. She was selling it off to Goyim. Why'd you make it pour out the butter? To which?
Gnevis Das.
Huh?
Gnevis Das.
Sorry?
Because you're selling it under the impression that it's...
Gnevis
Das. No, but even if a guy thinks that they're buying something that's Mutter Be'achila for a Jew, and they're under the impression...
So you're selling it to a guy. Once it's up there, it's a time of when we didn't have America, where all our Cholov is Cholov Yisrael. In Europe, Cholov... had to be only Cholei Yisrael because they milk camels and donkeys. Yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying is, isn't there a case in the Gemara where it's Gnevis Das if a butcher sells food to a goy who thinks that he's buying kosher meat?
There's a danger they'll sell it off to a Jew.
No, but it says even if the goy is under the impression that he's buying kosher meat and you're selling him something that's
something else has to do with. Yeah. With Vashay Ketichok, Moshe Sechatishmo, he mustn't lie to a goy either. He's not lying to the goy. Goy is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, goy has no problems. To which the Rav answered instantly, it was also because of Eva Menachai, it's also the Ben Noah. It was a live chicken that flew in. Before it died, it was polite, right? Into the milk. So there's an Isur Eva Menachai. Right on. Therefore, I couldn't sell it to her. So he writes to Chassam Sofer, I made a mistake. When she asked me, the Shaila, I said, it's also called Bosa B'cholov. When they came to fire me, Kodesh Baruch Hu was omed me b'tzad yemini. I had siyata d'shmaya, and I gave the right answer. I was taka also because of Eved Melech Hayim. So Sam Sofer writes the tshuva, a nice warning to all rabbonim. You should know that you can't paskan hashayle unless you're sure that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is standing next to you. When you have siyata d'shmaya, you can paskan hashayle. Without siyata d'shmaya, you can't paskan any shaylis. So therefore, you have to live your life to earn siyata d'shmaya, then you can paskan shaylis. Okay, you people follow that? Nice story. Yeah, what's troubling you?
Well, for Bnei Noach, would the Eved Melech Hayim be could it be Batel and Shishim and
Eved Melech Hayim is also for Goy.
Yeah, but it's a Taruvus really. I mean, there's only there's a small plita from the chicken. You took out the chicken, Mustafa. I mean,
there's no beetle. It's a barrier. There's no beetle. No, it may not be Shishim either, but that's true. I gave you the source. Look at the tshuva. Nice tshuva.
What's exactly the Eved Melech Hayim there? It's just that it that
lie.
I know, but it died in the mixture, or how did it?
Before he died, he was alive.
Right.
So a live animal, the scalding of the animal, and death isn't instant. Doesn't end up dead. When he hits the milk, he dies. In the milk, either dried in the butter, either drowns or gets cooked.
So while it's getting cooked and it extracts,
while it's getting
Menachai.
Cooked, you're getting plito okay. From Eved Melech Hayim. I don't know if that tshuva is mentioned any place in Zanlen Shachataz or Pesach tshuva, but to me it's a very very important tshuva, because my father Zatzal, when I got smicha, he sat down with me and showed me the tshuva. You know, the Rav Zatzal, at every Chag HaSmicha that I attended, and I attended most of them, I think if not all of them, would always end up his dosha by saying, remember, I signed your smicha in the front, and I put Ramosha's telephone number in the back. It says, the front it says you're a Rav, the back says, don't you dare paskan hashayle. Okay, you with us? Next. Well, to sum up that tshuva, if it is also Basa B'chol Midrabonon, it's Mutu Manor, right? It is only also Bachila. Zeh Rabonon, maybe you'll mix it up. And then you have to understand Rabbanan really flex their muscles on this halacha. From that halacha you also developed, not only is it also Zeir, also Bachila, right? We already weighed a chicken pot also into a fleshiger pot. Even though we say, well, Xeir Achila, I'm going to use a pot, no danger, I'm going to eat it. No, maybe we'll use a meat pot. One would normally ask on that, Chigozin Xeir Lixeir, right? And what does the mother usually answer when they have that? Such a question? Kulu Chod Xeir. In other words, they sat down and they said, I want to make a clear separation. Right? Yeah. Not only including meat, including even things which people consider meat. There's a shach that mentions a minhag that fish shouldn't be cooked with milk.
The Rambam.
We don't pass that way. You know. But again, if you're looking for hummus, Remind me to bring in my cap. Tuvia sent me. This Merchus Wellmantan sent me a cap. One of these like baseball caps that's embroidered. I have a chumra you never heard of. This is Muncie is a major export town. We export chumras to Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak sells it to Yerushalayim. Muncie
is the wholesaler.
Isn't the custom of not having dairy and fish, doesn't that come from the Rambam for Sakana?
The Rambam, no. Would be, if you find it, good, fine, show it to the people.
The meat and fish is a Sakana, isn't it? Meat and fish together.
No, fish and meat eat together, that's really has to do with, quote, Sakana, not Basa Bechola. Meat and fish are not basa b'chol of no way. It's our minig today, which is dying. If you want to see how a minig dies, come to the smorgasbord. And you see people will put on the same plate. They'll put fish and chicken and meat. It's got lost, that teaching. You need a family tradition to know these halachas. It's still to be sakone, and it's a gzeire de rabbonon, and it's also to eat meat and fish together. Until the rabbonon changed the gzeire, there's no reason to. They didn't. No one ever set up a scientifically valid trial with a control group and so on to prove that meat and fish together is not dangerous. To do that statistically, you need several million people, with cameras that follow them around to make sure they don't cheat or something. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, it's also to eat meat and fish together. And not to be basa b'chola. That's b'shum sakana. Since the rabbanan didn't give a reason for the sakana, when they give a reason for the sakana, like they said, golui, leave water over all night, leave wine overnight, or milk overnight, that it's a sakana because a serpent, a scorpion may come and drink from it, right? So Tosha says already, we ain't got no scorpions in my kitchen, right? I have no snakes walking around my kitchen. Therefore, it doesn't apply. My Rabbanan gave a gzeira with a reason. Butler timer, butler exhaler. But on Boso of the Dogim, there's no reason they gave. You said it's a sakana. Who knows? All I can tell you is the health fadists have more halachas that they made up themselves, right, than the Chazal could ever think of. And part of them includes this thing, you don't mix this protein with that protein, don't mix fruit with this, with that, all kinds of mishigas halachas that people are happy to follow.
What was the initial sakana with fish and meat? Was there any kind of sakana quoted, or is just...
They just said that eating together is not a helpful practice.
And eating together, they mean bevas achas, or...?
Yeah, that's sure. One bezer hazer, there's no problem. It just says you have to rinse your mouth. The details are less understandable than the broad halacha, because if it were nutrition, you say, well, I go ahead, the Shabbos, the Mitzvah Shem, they'll most likely serve you gefilte fish, and soon thereafter you're going to eat either chicken or meat, and not going to be much digestion time in between, yet it's perfectly mutu. The reason for the minig Yisrael, you take a drink after the gefilte fish, usually, if you have seichel, it's a good quality bourbon. If you have no seichel, they drink scotch. The reason is to rinse your mouth out between the fish and the meat. The other reason is, you know, they're afraid of, because of Yonah, Yonah was swallowed by the fish, and Yonah was mispavel, and the fish spit him out. So we're afraid that the fish will be mispavel. Mm-hmm. And then also you'll have to spit him out. So you go ahead and you take a glass of schnapps, and the shikur was also mispavel. So some of my pit to take it, the glass of schnapps before the fish and after the fish, because you don't know whether the fish will go down head first or tail first.
And
okay.
And
that's a famous shach. No, it's not.
And svarim are knowing, svarim are knowing not to eat fish and dairy together also. So what is that?
That's that shach I mentioned to you. I don't have any idea, because it certainly didn't catch, didn't take hold in Am Yisrael. Some, I'm sure, may have that chumrah, but the shach mentioned it there. Most likely because, again, for the same reason. Did you ever go into a fish store and see a slice of tuna? You can't tell them apart from meat. A dark fish, I can see at reasons maybe developed also such a humor because it looks like meat. Right. Yeah. Nevertheless, that's not accepted. Shulchan doesn't pass in that way. The kids of Shulchan doesn't pass in that way. The Chayodim doesn't pass in that way. It's the Doli of the postgame of the last generation. And interesting to hear. Do you know someone who has that minna?
Svardim, yeah. Svardim.
Oh.
They won't eat a bagel and lox. They don't eat a bagel and lox and cream cheese.
Interesting. We'll get to that shach. Yeah. Okay. Next. When we say iso bishul, right, it doesn't apply to what you learn in iso veheta, other forms of bishul without heat. Namely, what's the bishul without heat in iso veheta?
Kvisha.
Huh?
Kvisha or malicha.
Very good. Kovush or maluach. Pickling, right? It is kovish kim mevushal. Kovish kim mevushal doesn't make it mevushal. So therefore, if something was contains a milchi ingredient and it was soaked together, right, or salted together, it's also ba'achila, but it's mutar b'ano. You can sell it. No. I saw someone kvetch around about sili and tigul. Sili, broiling, meaning over the open fire, barbecue. Tigul is frying in a frying pan. Because bishul, we know from Hilchos Shabbos, remember, Hilchos Shabbos, though, are tied in with Mleches HaMishkan. So I could see a chilik between a form of heating, a form of cooking, because it wasn't like the Mishkan. That's only for Hilchos Shabbos, where you have such a requirement. There should be Mleches HaMishkan, right? By Bosav Acholov, almost all poskim hold that bishul in water, tigun frying in oil, or tzli over the open fire, right? All are included in the Iso Daraisa of Bosav Acholov. Oh, good boy. Okay, yes, Bishul B'chama. Who remembers the time we spent on Bishul B'chama? Bishul B'chama will not be also midrash. Also midrabanan, not midrash.
So Bishul B'chama is mutar b'ana.
Huh?
Bishul B'chama is mutar b'ana.
Is it?
It's mutter b'hana.
Mishbam would be mutter b'hana. Next, I hope the people appreciate this, cooks or survey, so we get you into a sugya. It's just, late last night I put together a whole list of things that I'd like you to know before we begin. The halacha of chaticha nasas nevela, unique for bosa b'cholot. So first you should know that machlokes, big machlokes, we've shown him whether chaticha nasas nevela applies to other yisurim. Rambam Moshitis, I think, hold that chaticha nasas nevela applies only to vasa b'chol. Let me explain what chaticha nasas nevela is. I go ahead and I have a little chaza mixed in to kosher meat. I cook together chaza meat and kosher meat. So the kosher meat is kosher meat. It has chaza in it. The kosher meat didn't become chaza. Kosher meat is also because it has chaza in it. Therefore, if I take a piece of chaza meat, I cook it with 50 times of kosher meat. Right? So the meat becomes treif. It wasn't 60 times. I take one of those pieces of meat, of the what was the kosher meat, and put it into another pot with other meat. How much do you need to be mevatel it? 60 times what? 60 times the amount of chaza that could be in it. If a chaticha nasa nevela, the whole piece of meat that became treif is now called chaza. That applies to most. To all shittos only by bosa b'cholot. What does that mean? I go ahead and I have a cook some bosa with cholot. Then I take that piece of meat that had cholot in it, that's treif, because there was no 60 times meat connected the cholot. And that piece of meat I throw into a pot with other pieces of meat. How much meat do you need to be mevatel this piece of meat? 60 times the full quantity of the meat. That everybody holds. Why? A very nice swallow. Why is the meat treif? Because there's cholov in it. Cholov is kosher. It's kosher cholov. What made it treif? So a new halachic entity develops. When meat and milk come together, there's a mutation. And it mutates to a piece of chaza. That's why chaticha nasa nevela, everybody agrees, by bosa b'cholov, always chaticha nasa nevela. Why? It's not that there's treif in the kosher. A unit formed, right? This is now a what? A dinuvo, a new entity appeared in the world. Right? That new entity is bosa b'cholov. Okay. Next concept. Now you should know we'll have other poskim want to extend chaticha nasa nevela to other isurim as well, not to basa b'chol v'lom, but to isur v'heter, that once he didn't have shishim kenegdo, then that piece of meat became chaza meat. Since it became also b'api halacha, then it now represents itself as isur, and you need 60 times connected the whole piece of meat in order to be mevatel it. Okay? But classically, and misfora, chaticha nasa nevela is a unique bosa b'cholov concept. Right, next. This is classic Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin. And that is whether Tam Ki Iko Daraisa or not. If I don't have Shishim against the Dovah Rosso, and now the Dovah Rosso has impacted on the Dovah Heter and imposed a changed flavor in it, so that the Tam is Niko, you can taste. Visualize a piece of hot dog, a piece of salami, right, which has a strong flavor, right, can impact upon a kosher piece of meat, and now it'll have a flavor, a little some salami flavor in it, right? Is that big piece of meat there 99% kosher with a 1% salami in it? No, no, no. If the whole meat has the flavor of salami, right, then tam ki'iko d'raisa. Then the whole meat becomes us. I have a fellow, I may need your help on the computer. I'll somehow answer him. In science, before the summer, in the journal Science, a fellow showed that he could make meat starting with the DNA. In other words, he took the DNA from a chaza and went ahead and added to it from yeast cells the necessary manufacturing plant that a cell needs, and the cell began to reproduce, and now he has a whole pile. I think it looks like meat. He has trouble, he says, causing it to bulk up. It should look like a steak. Now it looks like chopped meat. But he can make chopped meat. All that came from the chaza was a imperceptible, invisible, not even under the microscope, DNA. Will it be kosher or not? The relevant sugi for that is tam ki iko d'raisa. How you define tam ki iko? DNA may very well be the tam ki iko that we have to be worried about. That's just an aside. Maybe later this week or next week, I have no time to catch around with the guy, but he did a lot of homework. And he prepared for me a whole series of questions. We'll see what we can do with it. The ability to make meat is not limited to making meat. It's like the same technique. You can go ahead and make milk. You can make other things. All starting with what? I can take some DNA from a Beis Yaakov seminary graduate, right, and get real chol of Yisrael. The chol of Yisrael is.
If you shafted an animal and then took the DNA right away from that.
They what?
You took the DNA from an animal that you just shafted.
Yeah, you can take from kosher animal too. He's asking, not going to business. He's asking because he had nothing better to do that night, and he figured special mitzvah to Nujumi. So, all right, next. make the point. By Bosa Becholov, Likula Alma, everybody holds Tam Ki Iko Daraisa. Next points are just quickly, just to recall, and I think we'll make it by 12 o'clock. Right. Concept Chaticha Ruya Liskabet. The concept of Berio. Chaticha Ruya Liskabet and Berio have the same idea. If something is Choshuv, we can't be Mevatel it. Because it keeps on yelling, look, I'm here, I'm Choshuv. So what's Berio? They told you someone eats one little ant, he's over, even though there's no kazayas. Well, we learned in the Gemara and Gidanosha, those who hold that Gidanosha is a unitary thing, therefore you don't need a kazayas in order to get malchus for eating it. Chticha ruyel is kabed in the same category. What's ruyel is kabed? It's a very choshev, a big piece of something which you would give as a gift to somebody. So that too, even though you have shishim kenegdo, right, it is not botil. Next concept of tam lifgam, okay, that you have to know. That ger asher b'shorecha titveno v'acholo o mochol anochi. It says a nevela the ger asher b'shorecha titveno. You give a nevela to the ger. The Mo says, a ger, he's not going to eat spoiled meat. So he needs something that's nechal leger, from which we know that if it's eino nechal leger, and it's not royu l'achilas odom, then it doesn't have the isu applied to it. Eino nechal lekelev, nifs l'achilas kelev, is a lower level. But for taking off isuri d'araisa, eino nechal l'odom is sufficient. Next, in this category, let me finish off. Dover Chorif, you understand. Pepper may not be able to be mevatel with shishim. May need more than shishim. Dover Chorif, right? But Dover Chorif, unfortunately, the Gemara has Dover Chorif, onions and garlic, not that powerful as pepper, but nevertheless, Dover Chorif is not bottled with shishim. It has its own rules. And then you have, which relevant for Bosa B'cholov, will be a big sugi, a big section there, in cheese making, the concept of Dover Hamamit, something which causes a thing to happen by enzymatic digestion, enzymatic action, right, where you need very little rennet that curdles milk, the crystalline rennet. It has a curdling power of 1 in 7 million. One part of rennet in 7 million parts of milk will curdle the milk and make cheese. The rennet that's sold on the market has a factor of 25,000. 1 gallon of the rennet will curdle 25,000 gallons of milk. Obviously, bottle b'shishim. Well, it's not bottle b'shishim, because bottle b'shishim means I'm not there, I'm bottle. And the guy yells, I'm here, look at me, I made you cheese. It's a Dover Hamaimid. Dover Hamaimid is nothing. The last point is, I have the other things too, I'm sure, but that occurred to me to share with you. That's not Barnat.
Got it?
Not banat is, you know, in Rambanim know such things. What not banat is, he has an old member who's a kook, and then his son turns out to be the same kook as the old member, so he's a not banat. Yeah, but that's not what we're referring to. Not banat is no sintam ba no sintam. What's the classic? Most of your halachas will discuss. I cooked something in a pot, the pot became fleshy. I then went ahead and cooked milk in the pot, So the tam of the bosa went into the pot, nosing tam, and now the pot has to be nosing tam into the next food, into the milk. So it's not barnat. It's greatly relevant. In my shvur has a nice shuva on use of dishwashing machine, where he claims there's no need to worry about milchiks and fleishiks in the same dishwashing machine, because you're dealing with not barnat.
And not barnat is usser, mutter?
Mutter. The fleishik went into the walls of the machine, right? And then next time you want to use the machine for milchiks, well, what are you afraid of? The fleishiks will come out. I found the machine, go into the washing machine. There's another heter. Since you usually use detergent or soap in there, you also have tam pogum. It's not seen a legere, right? So tam pogum and apanat. The shah was never impressed with the need to worry about whether the caterer will use the same washing machine or a different washing machine. Okay, so much for a wide-ranging introduction. I hope it'll serve you in good stead.